parking is at such a premium in Seattle. In Ballard, the Salmon Bay Eagles Club is finding that out. The Eagles are a social club that raises money for charity. Now, its across-the-street neighbor, the Olympic Athletic Club, would like to buy a piece of land owned by the Eagles and turn that into a parking garage. Next month, Eagles members will vote on whether to sell the property to Olympic for $2.4 million. According to the president of the Eagles Club, James Forgette, the athletic club is engaging in some unethical tactics to stack that vote toward selling.
They're simply asking their members to come over and join our club for the purposes of voting on the sale of this property. And many of us take exception to that and don't believe that's why people should be joining the Eagles. You know, there's a flyer from Olympic Athletic Club they have been giving out to their members that simply states, in so many words, we want you to join the Eagles across the street and help us vote for the sale of this property to us so we can build this parking garage and then everyone can have parking.
What is that like to be in this small social club and now you have members who are technically members but you don't feel like they're really members of the family? What does that do to your club?
It's just, it changes the entire dynamics of the club. We've got a lot of new members, but you don't know any of the members. So it's just become very contentious at the club. It's become very political. And it's unfortunate because I think for some people, just going to the club isn't something they want to do anymore.
Olympic Athletic Club is offering you some pretty good money for this piece of land, $2.4 million. Why not sell it to them?
Well, that's a really good question. And, you know, that might be the right thing to do at the end of the day, is to sell it. And there's some members who think it is the right thing to do. But I don't feel like we have done a good job of moving this forward and involving our membership so that they fully understand what is going on and what our options are if we don't sell. What are our options if we don't sell? And do we need to sell? And where are our finances at the club right now? What position is the club in financially in terms of should we sell? Should we hold on to it? If we do sell, what do we do with that money? It's $2.4 million. That's a lot of money. What do we do with it? How is it managed? Who manages it? All of those questions. And I don't think our members or myself have really gotten clear, concise answers about that. And that concerns me because that's a lot of money.
Right. That's kind of the bigger picture, the bigger story here, isn't it? Is how valuable this little piece of property is?
I think so. I think it's the sign of the times in this city. If you look around Ballard, I mean, all you see is building. And if you look down at South Lake Union and everywhere else, all you see is cranes. I mean, right now, if you own a piece of property in Seattle, you know, you can write your ticket, or so it seems.
So you looked into whether you could just change your bylaws to freeze these new athletic club members out. That can't happen, apparently. So I've heard that some of your members are recruiting in the other direction.
Yes, I believe some are recruiting in the other direction.
How does that go?
Well, I think there's been a genuine grassroots upswell in the neighborhood, people hearing about this. And, you know, they just kind of look at it from the outside looking in and go, that's not right.
So suddenly anybody with an opinion on your story can become an Eagles member just to weigh in. It must be good for membership.
It has been good for membership. I mean, it's been good for membership, and it necessarily hasn't been so good for membership. I mean, I was just told we have more members than we've had since the early 70s. However, one of the concerns, of course, is we don't want people joining the Eagles just so they can vote on this sale. We want people joining the Eagles because they want to be part of the Eagles, and they want to be part of this club, and they want to give back to the community and raise money for charity and enjoy and have fun doing it and meeting new people. I mean, you know, that's what the club is all about. And unfortunately, right now, it's all about the sale of this property.
That's James Forget, the president of the Salmon Bay Eagles Club in Ballard. Now, with the other side of the story is the owner of Olympic Athletic Club. Jim Riggle says he's been an Eagles member himself for about 8 years. And Riggle says he is encouraging Athletic Club members to join the Eagles, but he's not telling them how to vote. Riggle says he doesn't need to do that because this is such a good deal for everyone.
The property that we're looking at purchasing is the service station, which has 6 gasoline tanks on it, all of which are leaking, that it needs to be cleaned up. And we propose to do that for them and then turn the site into a above-ground parking garage with approximately 400 cars.
Well, some of their members do want to sell to you. Some of them don't. But why have your members joined the Eagles?
5 out of 6 of their trustees want to sell the property. And
right.
Those trustees have been members for many years, some of them 20 years. And why wouldn't people want parking in Ballard? There's a parking crisis in Ballard. They need this sale. They need to get that property cleaned up. I'm offering way more money than that property's worth, and everyone says that. Even James Forget doesn't say that I'm offering a low-ball offer. This offer, it's polluted. It's going to take $500,000 to $1 million to clean it up. And we have to pay for that. And the Eagles are going to get a large, $2.4 million that they can put into bonds and get a better return on their investment.
And there are members and trustees who agree with you. Separate from that, though, why have your members actually become members of this social club? Is this inviting your Olympic Athletic Club members to join the Eagles Club? Is that a deliberate attempt to change this vote?
I don't need to change the vote. The vote was 5-6. 5 out of 6 of the trustees want to sell this property. This is a great deal for the Eagles.
But it is up to the full membership. So I'm just wondering. I just want to get you on the record. Are you attempting to influence the outcome of the full membership vote by inviting your athletic club members to become Eagles?
I'm trying to influence the entire membership of the Eagles because this is a good deal, and many of the people that they've recruited have switched sides after they've really heard the truth. There's a lot of new membership down there from both sides of this issue. Probably we aren't even going to win the vote because they've brought so many people into the club. But as a long-term Eagle member, I think it's great. I mean, some of those people, right, are not going to stay, but many of them we hope will stay in the Eagles and will continue to participate.
How welcome do you feel when you walk into the Eagles Club?
Extremely welcome.
What's the club, the atmosphere of the club like from your point of view?
It's, you know what, since this has happened, it's gotten a lot busier, and it's a kick. It's fun. I mean, we're improving the Eagles. I mean, this is going to be a better club after this, no matter what.
Finally, Jim, ultimately, why do you think building this parking garage is a good thing?
Well, I think that everybody thinks that we need parking, and the city of Seattle is not going to do it. And we need parking in this community and in many communities. And that, I think you'd be up in the 90% on a survey of that.
And that's Jim Riggle, owner of Olympic Athletic Club. He says he is encouraging everybody in the Seattle community to join the Eagles Club and make up their own mind about this issue. Eagles Club members will vote on whether or not to sell this piece of land to Olympic Athletic Club at a meeting on February 6th.